Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Quite the story came out yesterday when it comes to General Electric in Schenectady. Explain what's happening.
The quarterly earnings report that came out early yesterday morning, it was delivered by the new CEO, Larry Culp, who took over less than a month ago. Number one, and this affects shareholders, is that they've whittled down the dividend all the way down to 1 penny per share. In the last year, it's gone from 24 cents back in November of 2017. They cut it in half first, 24 down to 12 cents, and now it's down to just 1 penny per share. Some people are scratching their head saying, why'd they even keep the share? This is a source of income for many shareholders for decades who relied on these dividend payouts to pay bills and for, you know, cost of living, dealing with their bills. So, and then more specifically to Schenectady, and this was the bulk of his earnings report yesterday by the new CEO. He talked about taking their power division and breaking it in two. And power is something that as recently as last year was headquartered in Schenectady. It's not anymore. And we learned a little bit more why yesterday. Culp talked about how the issues within power are taking up almost all of his time, saying everything's on the table now. Most notably about this, the problems with power, is that, you know, the reason they had to cut their dividend so much is some financial problems they're having attributed to the power issues. And apparently, there was some acknowledgement yesterday that they previously overcalculated the value of the power division by $22 billion. So the latest earnings include what's called a goodwill impairment charge of $22 billion, basically acknowledging this overcalculation. And that is almost all of their $23 billion loss that they reported yesterday. For now, they've broken it into two divisions also. One division will be the gas segment, which is their, you know, gas turbine product, services, et cetera. That is the operation that was based in Schenectady and has the lion's share of some of their personnel. The other segment will involve nuclear and grid solutions, et cetera. In August, you may recall, they started cutting some jobs at power in Schenectady, about 225 good jobs. Fortunately, they still have 4,000 jobs. They are good jobs. They draw people from all around the region, and it's one of the best employers around. But to say that there's some nerves involved in this would be an understatement. The last part of this is, as part of his report yesterday, he said the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is expanding its probe of issues within GE and power. And now, also, the U.S. Department of Justice has started its own investigation. So we don't know what that means, but it's a little distressing to, I think, all parties involved.
Now to another interesting story today, and this has to do with the Galway police. Miles, explain.
Yesterday was the latest development in a state investigation of the tiny Galway Police Department in Saratoga County. In Albany City Court, there were three individuals who had been associated with the department, had worked for the department, all pleaded guilty to very minor charges. These were violations. They pleaded guilty to what's called criminal solicitation, basically just a slap on the wrist. And so as far as we know, these three individuals, this is the resolution of a case that when it first was levied, there was quite a bit of fanfare. The Attorney General's office, when it was run by Eric Schneiderman, had done an 18-month investigation called Operation Training Day, where they took a look at the Galway Police Department and what they alleged was a pretty widespread falsifying of some training records. They even pointed the finger at the chief, former chief now, Leslie Klein, saying that the whole department, and it's not very big, but the whole department was not actually doing their training the way that they have to by state law. And it's an important issue here in that it turns out that this tiny department was a place that a lot of retired cops from around Saratoga County, Schenectady County would go do a few hours, but it also looks like they were doing it to maintain their certification as a cop in New York State, which allows them to carry a gun and have a badge. So the AG's office did this investigation, alleging that across the board there was training certification being filed with the state, but they claimed that it actually was not done adequately. They didn't have supervised training, and they actually filed paperwork with the state indicating that they did. So these three officers, originally charged with felonies, pleaded guilty to these very minor violations. The Attorney General's office, unfortunately, really revealed very little to us. They declined comment after the plea bargains were allowed to go through, and we're still waiting to hear exactly what their justification was. A fourth officer who's charged in this is due back in court today also. But as I said, this was the prior administration with Schneiderman's department, and at some point they felt that they were worthy of felony charges, and they've let them plead down. The one thing that they sort of lose in this is they'll all have to resign from the force, and they're going to actually, they'll lose their validation as police officers in New York State. So if that was the end result or the end objective, they've achieved that. But this was a big deal, at least when it was announced back in the spring. And so we're trying to find out more and talk about why they've resolved it this way.
Miles Reed is the editor of the Daily Gazette. More of our conversation online at WAMC.org. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.